Smart Spark Podcast. Welcome back. Today we discussed the young girl, the guy that was killed at the Walker Mill gas station. Rest in peace to her. And, no disrespect to her. Speaking of, somebody that's dead, just bringing light to the situation, because this is a situation where it's like this. Either this young girl was not, either she was like not aware of exactly where she was, or she was just like, the arrogant type that just really didn't give a fuck. Some of them females, especially nowadays, like they don't really give a fuck. Like, they don't really give a fuck about shit for real. They kind of like had no fear with shit. They feel like every nigga that they don't know, is a pussy, and shit like that. So that's how, that's how a lot of them, sad to say, that's how a lot of them think right now. And this shit is dangerous, because they said she was from Silver Spring. Now, whether that be true or not, at some point in her life, she was living in Silver Spring. Like, they don't get that. They're getting that information from something. Like, something told them that, that Shawty used to be in, she got an address or something in Silver Spring or something like that. Like, that ain't, they don't just make shit up like that. So, it show you that this was about a dude. This was her, coming to see a nigga or something, or, and they looked like they told him right, that she was back then. And, to back into that parking lot, in that actual stop, you must have really been on some, we about to cool this shit. So, for you to be at that exact spot, you had to be either unaware of the situation, or, like I said, you just didn't care, because they said it was two kids in the back. For you to have two kids sitting right there, it ain't even about gunfire, because I think what, the way the shots looked like they came, like, nobody could have predicted that. That's one thing I can honestly say. Like, nobody could have predicted that, because they kind of did it, and they did it and kept going. Like, forget the fuck everything, walk in, what it is, and 9 times out of 10, them, the same dudes that did that, they probably had just rolled down the street and just seen a group of niggas, because they be right there all the time. So that just mean they seen a group of dudes, a group of niggas out there, and they didn't give a fuck. Like, nigga, that's how it is in the trenches. Like, nigga, hit whoever, like, most of the time with them, especially with a drive-by, they really just trying to fuck somebody up. They don't really give a fuck who it is. It could be a female, it could be a young kid or whatever. They may not be aiming for no young kid, but when you do like a drive-by like that, and the crazy part about it is they probably was sitting at the gas station, because they was probably like, shit, we don't want to sit in the hood. If we sit in the hood, a nigga might spin this joint. So that's probably what it was. That's probably the reason that they wasn't sitting in the hood, and they felt good sitting, right there. They probably thinking that they, oh man, we staying out of trouble. We cool right here. You know, but that's on the guys' fault. They gotta warn about shit like that. They can't let shit like that happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, and now if you go now, before I came over here, I wanted to go to the girl's bio, her page, you know, I just wanted to see her Instagram, see how it was. So I do what I usually do. I look at the comments and, you know, the people that saying the most emotional shit. I usually click on their page, you know, and just see what type of pictures they post. You know, most everybody gonna post, throw up a rest in peace, you know. I just wanted to see, like, what type of pictures were people posting of her? Like, what type of pictures was hood niggas posting of her? And it was a few of them. Like, one dude had about 3 or 4 different jumps. One and a video. One of them, they was like at a party or something, and you know what I'm saying? That was another gentleman, looked like they had like a bowling alley, and she got like solid. She seemed like a well-known person, well-known, well-loved, you know, and it's fucked up that she gone for a simple reason. You know, simply just chilling in the neighborhood, or going to see somebody. You know what I'm saying? It's like she was literally putting herself in harm's way. You know, and now there's an extended video where it shows you, like, you know, because now first off, a lot of people didn't see the extended video; they only seen the short video. So a lot of people is bashing the dudes from out there, like, oh, y'all some pussies, y'all ain't help that girl, and I'm like, and in my head, I was like, damn, I'm like, man, y'all being hard, man, y'all already know what's going on, come on now. Then, you know, somebody told me to Google, you know, Google her name, and you'll get to see the full video. So I Googled her name, just like I said, I Googled her name. And man, it's like an 8-minute video. And I'm gonna say this, a lot of times when people get shot, I think they be lying on what, like how many times and stuff. Because she obviously got shot, like, a bunch of times, like, to the point where it was like, you know, I mean, like, she died pretty quick, and they saying she died later on at the hospital. Then that's these people's fault, because that girl sat in the car. She sat in the car damn near 20 minutes. It was almost like, all right, okay, before the ambulance came, there was a dude got shot too. So somebody must have called the dude's folks and was like, hey, so and so, he shot. Somebody, like, come take him to the hospital. Because you see a car, like, 4 or 5 minutes later, a car come flying up the jail, and they stop right in front of the car, and it's a female in there. So she get out. First thing she do, she get out, and she go to unlock the doors, like, basically, like, you know, so they can put the dude in the car. Now, mind you, when I'm looking at the video, I'm kind of like putting two and two together. Like, I really didn't see them pick him up off the ground. I'm thinking that maybe they grabbed old girl and they taking old girl to the car. You know, that which would seem, you know, more civilized. Like, me personally, me and my niggas, I can't speak for everybody, but I would say with us, what we would have did was, one of us probably would have just jumped in the car and drove her. Like, you know, the car had to be working, of course. We'd have just jumped smack in the car and just drove her straight to the hospital, trying to get her to the hospital, like, immediately. Like, fuck the ambulance, because I'm talking about, like she already been sitting here for a while. She just stopped. She, you know, when they first hit her, you know, you see her feet moving a little bit. And like she's just like you know, when somebody hurt themselves and they fall flat on their stomach, then you know how they feet just be kind of like rolling, like up. You know, your legs just be going up, and then but that stopped pretty quick. And that's and then you kind of see old girl, the heavyset girl. You kind of see her start to jump up and down like you know crying and you know calling, but she got on the phone pretty quick. So it's almost like, damn, where the fuck was the ambulance at? You know what I'm saying? Now, remind you, there's a part on the video for about a good 2 to 3 minutes. The big girl, the girl that got shot, and the kids was the only people outside. Like, all the niggas ran in the BP, and none of them niggas even came back out clutching or, you know, with a gun out, like, looking or nothing. It was almost like they was just like, shit, we, it's safe in here, so we was gonna kill a coot, you know what I'm saying? Like, not one person immediately, like, none of them niggas, like, jumped and was like, oh, shit, let me get in this car and see how, make sure these kids are all right, make sure they, you know what I'm saying? Brings me back to what I've always said. I said this in, many podcasts. You females don't matter. You only matter to the person that you having sex with. If you're not having sex with a nigga, you do not matter. This hood shit is not a spoken rule. It's an unspoken rule that's true as shit. Like, somebody roll through this motherfucker right now and get the blast, and it's three random ass broads, and they ain't out here for me, and somebody get, you know what I'm saying, and they get the shooting, nigga, the first thing you looking around for, you looking to see where your man is. And you think I'm wrong, look at the video, that's all that's in the comments, people saying the same shit I've been saying. Them niggas was looking out for their mans before they was even checking on them kids. That's how it go. That's not their responsibility. You know, that's not how a nigga gonna feel. A nigga wanna make sure his dog alright. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm not that way because I'm a different nigga. I was raised different. I was raised right. Got a heart. But these newer ones that's coming up, they more dummy than anything. You know what I'm saying? So they not worried about shit. You know what I mean? A person like that girl I'm talking about, bro. It was sad. Old girl, they was the only ones outside. Like, I'm talking about, it was a good 3 minutes. It was a good 3 minutes of just the car just sitting there with old girl standing there and the other girl laid out in the front seat and her on the phone. And I'm talking about, you didn't see a dude in sight. It was almost like somebody deleted him in the video or something. And then finally, somebody came walking from around the backside. And that's when they started to come outside. Like, it almost looked one of the dudes kind of like told him, the one that was actually taking the kids out the car. And like, he told him, like, man, come the fuck out here. Like, you know what I'm saying? Or call this, or do this, or what? Do that, do this. You know what I'm saying? It was crazy, son. Like, they real live let that girl die. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, they saying, you know, she died at the hospital and all this kind of stuff. But I don't believe that. I don't believe that because when the paramedics and them finally got there, none of the people even went to her aid. Like, it was almost like everybody was just doing the same thing, like looking like, oh shit, somebody shot. Like, she had to be shot in the head or something. That's what I'm saying. Like, I just don't, you know, sometimes I think for people's family and shit, like, they be keeping that shit low. Just like with FBG Duck, they was like, oh, he got shot 3 times, but his mother went on Vlad and was like, nah, man, he got shot like over 28 times. You see what I'm saying? I'm telling you, depending on the angle, like, I watched a video about, I ain't gonna lie to you, I watched the video about 16 times because I was trying to figure out what car the jump, and how it happened. So the car that I see where it happened at, you could tell that they had them guns in their hand, I don't know how many shooters it was, but the nigga who was doing the shooting, he had that gun in his hand at that stoplight. You know what I'm saying? And as soon as that stoplight passed, because it's crazy, because usually, like, them niggas took a risk, because usually you get caught at that light right there by the Family Dollar. Like, majority of the time when you ride through that jump, you always get caught by that light right there by the Lucky's. And that's another spot that they be at. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, and sometimes it be like traffic. Like that light might have stopped, and then niggas, people turning off Addison and people coming down there and the light stopped. So sometimes you will be stacked. So, you know, it's like, it's luck. It was like the whole setup for them was just perfect. No cars in the way. They was able to just shoot and just keep on driving. And there's so many back streets. Like, you could have hit that. If they, like I said, they'd have made the left on Ice Live on Mill Court. That's literally two blocks from where that happened at. I used to walk up to that gas station. I done did everything. I've even been parked in that exact same spot that she got hit at. I used to go to that gas station so much, man. I used to walk up there, bro. Walk and walk back. That's where you go get your roll-ups at. You know, and it's really a trashy gas station. Like, it ain't no, you know, it's a gas station where you go in there and get some chips, you know what I'm saying? Really, that's it, and candy. Everything else in that joint kind of like old and stale. Like, it's one of them gas stations you might buy some shit and you be like, damn, they want this shit's old as shit. This shit from 2000, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of like one of them gas stations. So it's like, oh, man, you know. And like I said, it's actually from Silver Spring, you know. And it's like if she was, let's say she was a go-hard gangster-ass broad that's from out here, and she been in East Street, which is how she looked. Her demeanor was like I do this, you know what I'm saying? Her bio, she all the rest in pieces in her bio, long live this, long live that, you know what I'm saying? She was out here in this shit. But I can guarantee you, they just didn't give a fuck, man. They didn't give a fuck because they felt like whoever they was with or the niggas that they knew from out there, you know, had guns. But this is a prime example. They didn't give a fuck. I'm talking about that girl, the big girl, was basically damn near. She was damn near screaming. And when the dudes finally started coming out of the jail, they was going straight for their man who was shot in the leg. It was probably four dudes around them. Then like two more came out of the jail. And out of them two dudes, both of them dudes went to cuz, because he was right there by the back tire. And then old girl, she jumping, basically trying to get attention to herself, for her friend. And that's when she finally was like, I think that's when she finally was like, damn, these niggas don't give a fuck. And she went over there and she tapped the one that had the lime green on the top of his shit. She tapped him. And the look on his face was like, oh shit, what's up? Your friend shot. You could tell she probably was like, look, man, fuck that, man. Help my friend. Like, ain't no, none of y'all niggas. But so now I'm thinking, the shit that I seen was probably, the comments that I seen, those people probably seen the full length video. Cause I'm like, man, y'all taking all this from this little ass clip. But now I've realized they probably seen the full joke. And in the full joke, them niggas look bad, man. They look bad, like nobody even, the dude who finally was getting them out the car, getting the kids out the car, it was almost like he didn't even know what was up. until he walked back around the corner. It was like, you could tell he looked and he was like, oh shit, like, shawty shot. You know what I'm saying? Y'all gotta really learn, man. Niggas is not playing fair, man. Niggas do not be playing fair, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's a different world, man. Like, that girl had to be dead on the scene, man. And let's just think about the kids. Them kids was sitting in the back seat of that job. So not only did they see her get shot, they had to watch her holler, watch her die, sitting there seeing her die, seeing her dead, probably was blood and shit everywhere. And them little kids were sitting right in the car throughout all of that shit. Like, them little kids had to be, y'all, like, they had to be crying, and, you know what I'm saying? It had to be. Like, and that's why I said the kids must have been hers, because, like, the big girl, she didn't even attempt to open the door. She didn't even open the door to get the kids. One of the dudes actually ended up coming around opening the door. You know, now, like I said, now, she might have been shell-shocked, but I still feel like, even though you would still, you know, aid to those kids. Like, right, let me get these kids in the gas station or something. You know what I'm saying? So, just show you, like, how people mind their business, man. It ain't got nothing to do with me. Hey, you know what I'm saying? It ain't got nothing to do with me. You know what I'm saying? That's, you know, that's really what it is, man. It's, like I said, it's sad. It's sad, bro. You know? But you gotta understand, like I always been telling you, if you not being penetrated, or the nigga that's penetrating you ain't out there, you are a sitting duck. It don't matter how much respect the nigga got. You know what I'm saying? That only respect means don't fuck her because she mine. That's all that respect should mean in the hood. You know what I'm saying? Video, the short video, that video's a little closer. You can actually look in there and see an old girl dying. You know what I'm saying? Shit terrible, man. Shit terrible. But them niggas, they took a risk, bro. Them niggas could have been caught. Them niggas could have been caught in fucking 7 minutes. You know what I'm saying? They could have been caught in 7 minutes. At the next fucking light, it'd be police. That's if I was gonna shoot at somebody, man, I swear for God that would not be the, you know what I'm saying? I swear for God that would not be the time or the place. Like, I'd have to get them niggas at somewhere else, because I'm like, there's so many risks into that. Like, you know, like I said, they gotta stop, like, literally fucking, what, how can I say that? Literally, not even 30 seconds. As soon as they pass that gate, there's a light right there that could have stopped them right there at AR, Addison Road South. So they lucked up. You know what I mean? But I can guarantee you, big girl was probably on her snap or something, talking big shit. Oh, yeah. Look where we at. We out here in the trenches. Ooh, ooh. You know what I'm saying? And look what happened, man. Because the girl that died, man, like I said, she wasn't no saint. Because you don't have all, you don't address all that shit in your bio if it's not, like, deep priority or what you actually thinking it. Like, you know what I'm saying? So you was in the trenches for real with it, you know what I'm saying? So, it is what it is, man. But I, like, me personally, I feel like was around my way, like I said, Shardy might not have died, man. As soon as we'd have seen what it was, we'd have gotten that joint and drove. You know what I'm saying? The police would have just had to stop it. Them kids would have made it safer for them. You know what I'm saying? They won't do too much to you. Speed, however you want. Only thing is, I just don't know what the hell hospital we'd have went to. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. Gotta tighten up, man. These, like I said, these guys, man. These guys, man. They out here for the they out here for they niggas. You know what I'm saying? They ain't about to. Ain't no nigga worth. You hear how they get when niggas get to arguing and fighting about bitches. So ain't no nigga dying or giving or taking a risk on dying for no broad that he don't even know. Or some pussy that he ain't even got no chance of getting. It's not gonna happen. It's just literally how niggas think. I promise you that. Like, it's literally just how niggas think. Like, it's no way. That girl had to scream and tap a nigga like, hey, my friend is shot, what the fuck? And these niggas, like, some of them niggas still didn't budge. I mean, they picked up the young boy and carried him basically past her. You know what I'm saying? They carried the young boy past her car. And I had to double take. And I rewinded 30 seconds. I said, because at first I was like, oh, I was like, see, the people in the comments, they wrong. These dudes did help her. Then I looked, I said, hold up. Seen the black pants. I'm like, that's cuz from the ground. So I rewatched it. And I'm like, young. 3-4 niggas went to pick up dude. And you could tell with old girl that was in the car, you could tell they wasn't doing nothing with her but just walking past like, oh yeah, she dead. She gone. Like, I said, just say a prayer for them kids, man. Say a prayer for them kids because, man, I can only imagine that's shit like that don't even happen in the movies, man. Or it only happened in the movies. But you know, see it. You gotta sit there and watch a person die, watch them get shot out of nowhere, watch them holler and scream, then watch them die. And they look, them kids look little, because if they was like of age, they probably wouldn't have been able to kind of climb out the car themselves. You see, he kind of had to pick one of them up to get him out. Rest in peace, man. We pray for her family. But like I said, man, y'all gotta do your research, ladies. Do your research on these hoods, man. Everybody ain't sweet. Everybody ain't sweet just because they know who you is. And if a hood, think about it. The harder a hood is, the more beef it got. Because it takes beef to build up a hood. Like, you know, and what I mean by that is, like, it takes beef to... The threat and the fear is gonna come from who you battling. Oh shit, they going against them. Oh shit, that's a strong beef right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know, it's not like Chicago where everybody is, oh, everybody on this side of the street is this and that and that. It's simply neighborhood. You know, when you close, you real, real close to a nigga, most of the times, y'all together. And then you're going against this person. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, these dudes knew each other, you know, and so, you know, they love and loyalty is right there with that. Not with no female that half the niggas, most of the niggas that was out there probably was thinking in their head, like, she lacking like shit, why is she parking like this? Why is she parking right here? You supposed to, with that gel, when you pulling that gel, you supposed to even, if you gonna be in and out, you park right there, because you know you going right to the register to get you a roll up, some sheets, funnel, whatever you gonna do, right back in your car. If you guys stand there for any period of time, you park on the right hand side over there by where you know, and you can back in and you can see what's going on. Those shots would have never, you know what I mean? Like that part, that spot right there, I'd have had Lyft drivers sitting right there, you know, driver decide he gonna, you know, driver decide he gonna give me like, you know, like, you know, gonna let me take an extra stop before he take me home, you know, just when I didn't have my vehicle. Stop right there plenty of time, man. That very same spot, bro. Man, they might need to shut that joint down, man, because like I said, them dudes that's running that joint, they probably don't want them dudes standing out there. But it's you know, that's a crazy block. It's hard to stop it. And another thing, they like low key security. Because ain't no nigga gonna come through off the 1D with a mask and a gun and try to rob that joint with all them Walker Mill niggas out there. So they probably look at it on that end, they looking at it probably as protection. Like, oh yeah, we good, you know? I'm pretty sure they on first name basis with all the people that be out there. They everybody know each other. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, man. You know, rest in peace, man.